Parshat Emor, titling this Dvar Torah, No Place to Return. In Perek Chof Aleph, of Parshat Emor, Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Yudalit and Tetvav 14 and 15, speaks about the marital limitations of a Kohen, of the Kohuna. Almona grushva chalola zona elalo yikach kim betula ba me'amav yikach isha, speaking about the Kohen Gadol. But these things here, there are certain aspects of relate even to the simple, to the Kohen Pashut. And Pasuk Tetvav says, velo yichalel zaro ba'amav, he shouldn't be machalel, destroy the Kedusha, make from Hegdesh to Chulin, Ki ani Hashem mekadesho, because I've made him holy. So here the HaMikdover says something very interesting. We all know that there's a difference between the Kohen and, as the next pasuk, the pasuk we read, in relationship to the Kohen's children. So the HaMikdover writes, Mi sheyesh lo kedusha, a person who has in himself the essence, the DNA of holiness, the Kohen Gadol, okay, hareze mitchalel biyoter. It's very simple for him to become, to lose that kedusha, the chalala, chilu. Ele shehu ba'atzmo, he himself in his essence, Eino mitchalel lechalutin. It's not a total, a complete loss of kedusha. Ki im biota sha'ah. It could be only something that is limited in terms of time. Ki detnan bebechorot perek zayin. The Mishnah says in Bechorot, the seventh perek, hanosei noshim ba'avira psulin. If he marries the women that he's prohibited to, almona grushva chalola zona, so on and so forth. However, we learned that from that exact pasuk, aval mikol makom, still in all, la'achar shegireish chazar lekashruto sheyatchila. Once he's divorced, he leaves the woman that he was not permitted to be married to live with. Then he goes back to his original Kedusha. And this is a very common thing. I don't know how common, but it happens. Rabbis in modern Orthodox synagogues are faced with this, wherein a Kohen marries a Grusha. So while the Kohen is married to the Grusha, he's not afforded any of the honors, let's say he's not Olet Chila, doesn't get the Ali of Kohen, he can't Duchen, and so on and so forth. And he has children from this marriage. Those children are not anymore Kohanim, they're Chalolim. Once they're Chalolim, that's it. There's nothing can be done about it. As the HaMikdover ends, Masha Ein Kein, Habonim, Mitchalel Ligamre, Shreiboy Me'oto Sha'ah, Shehayu Chalal, because those children came at the time when the father was a Chalal. And as the father becomes a Chalal in a limited amount of time, while he's married to the Grusha, he is a Chalal. And if he had a child at that time that he was married through the Grusha, so the children are Chalalim. The children are born Chalalim, and they remain Chalalim. It almost sounds unfair, because the father, once he divorced the Grusha, he goes back to all full-fledged Kohen. And it's as if the HaMikdover is saying, Kari Hashem, this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be. And I think there is a application, a sermonic application, that relates to many people in this world. And as my misbehavior may impact upon me, but it may or may not, because it could be only temporary. I could do tshuva and return. But it surely will influence and could destroy my children. Kiani Hashem, that's the plans of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of human behavior. The adult may go astray, but since he was born to a strong roots himself, he might find his way back. But his children, they never experienced the strong roots, and they could be lost forever. We have the situation, let's say, what we call, at least in my days, is the terminology, the FFB, the frum from birth. A person is frum, he has the roots, he gets married, he has a future, and at some point it's mitardel, it's downhill, and he loses it. His children, though, they remember Zayda. They remember the home of the grandparents. Not only that, they remember even perhaps the time where Ab and Ima were fine, had some roots to them, and therefore they could find their way back. And they might return. But with the Balei Tshuva, or the term of the BTs, especially when the children were already born prior to the couple deciding to go on to Tshuva, they have no roots to go back to. In other words, they don't have a grandparents. They don't even remember from childhood anything. Their childhood was totally missing anything, void of any Yiddishkeit. And therefore, parents like that have to be extra, extra careful in not losing their children. It's quite difficult. And then there's the third type. And there's the third type, which I'd like to address. And we used to call them FTP. Frumma than parents. In other words, I came from a home which was nominally modern Orthodox. In other words, they kept the kosher home, more or less kosher outside. Shabbos was some aspect of Shabbos, shul going, and so on and so on and so forth. It would even be slightly more than that. And they start raising children that feel a poison. It's a pesticide to the roots. Because I'm fruer than my parents. I look at my parents, if it happy, with repulsion, disdain. What if my father was an Amoris, my father didn't know anything, and he did, and my mother, what, so on and so on and so on, and they lacked in so many, they didn't know how to do this, that, and anything, whatever it might be. And there's some sort of almost a vengeance. What happens is when that second generation, when they grow up, the concept of value of roots has been destroyed. And their children, either way, they turn either further to the right or they throw it all out, can simply be because they don't understand any respect for roots. Roots are meaningless to them. So just like my father doesn't have any respect for his roots, I don't have really respect for my parents' roots. And that becomes very destructive. And one has to watch out for that. Why? It's human nature. Ki kadosh Hashem, ani Hashem. We have to watch out. We have to have respect. Grow, no question about it. Implant in our children and grandchildren. But respect the generations from before us. Goltuf.